Warner doesn't believe, for now, who doesn't sell out Coachella, and Billie Eilish's fans are all special. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music TLDR in your ear, powered by Showing Up Every Day and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray checking in from Austin, Texas today. It's Monday, where we discuss what happened over the weekend and what we'll be watching this week. While Raleigh, North Carolina might have been the center of the universe this past weekend, at least until both of NC State's basketball teams lost in the Final Four, Austin also had a pretty good claim too, with the CMT Awards and the Total Eclipse coming to town during peak wildflower season and peak traffic season. You don't need me to tell you what happened at the CMT Awards, and actually I can't since I recorded this on Sunday evening. I still haven't figured out how to record this show on a plane. Beyoncé either did or did not show up. Choose one. We'll get to any important CMT's takeaways tomorrow. In the world of tech and finance, Glenn Peoples has been monitoring the market share effect of UMG banning their music on TikTok, and he wrote about it on Friday. Turns out to date, there's not much effect, or at least yet. UMG's market share is down slightly, but within the range of normal fluctuations. It's a well-sourced article with reliable industry experts Russ Krupnik of MusicWatch and Tatiana Sirisano of Media weighing in, and Chaz Jenkins from Chartmetric noting that the sample size is still small. If the variance stays small, it's good news for UMG because it means they'll have more leverage to use against TikTok in the standoff, or at least TikTok has less leverage than UMG might have feared. Over the weekend, Warner Music Group announced that it won't be buying Believe Music after all, having gotten a gander at Believe's finances via a data room access. By the way, can somebody come up with a better term for data room? I mean, they aren't really rooms, maybe diligence set or something more appropriate anyway. After getting a gander at the Believe data room, they essentially said, no thanks and good luck to you. The big question now is where will they go to get the pieces of the so-called stack that they wanted to get from Believe, to match those of Universal and Sony. Watch those indie service companies, and in particular, the ones with market share. Or maybe Warner will build rather than buy. Or this could be a feint. Could take a minute, but this story is going to keep developing. Music Business Worldwide broke it over the weekend. Good going, guys. The markets reacted very favorably to Spotify announcing their price increases. Billboard reports that Spotify stock jumped 18% on the news, with their new CFO hire also maybe adding a sweetener. At $310 and change, it's still a bit off its all-time high of $355 and change from 2021. But if you bought the trough at the end of 2022 at $76 and change, you're a pretty happy camper right now. No telling whether the market assumes they'll announce a sound upgrade or a super premium tier in the foreseeable future, so there may be even more unrealized upside. It's the headline in Billboard Global Music Index on Friday, so check it out there. Over in the world of social engineering, Billie Eilish stoked her already huge Instagram following by 7% in just a few days by adding all of her 100 million plus followers to her close friends list ahead of her upcoming album. It's a visionary stunt, so you can expect other artists and influencers to follow like lemmings, for managers and label heads to ask their digital teams why didn't they think of it first, and for close friend on Instagram to lose what meaning it had. Because as we all know, if we're all special, then nobody is. Unless you're listening to this podcast, which means you are special. So it's been a busy finance weekend, but speaking of having a busy weekend, Noah Kahan, that's the Noah with the H one, not the LA-based jazz drummer, took the weekend to make a quantum leap of sorts. First, NME formally reported that he had both the biggest album and the biggest song of 2024 so far in the UK. In other countries, this would mean he was the king, but that seat is taken for now. Then he announced a Record Store Day split-sided single with Olivia Rodrigo. Then the two of them broke the internet by having him join her on stage at Madison Square Garden on Friday from the crowd to perform his hit Stick Season. This is called having a moment. Coachella could use that kind of juju because, looking at the week ahead, as Coachella's first weekend approaches at the end of the week, the second weekend is still not sold out. Second week GA and VIP tickets are still available, and there are even some camping plots available, though no lodges. Optics aside, I'm sure Golden Voice is doing just fine. But maybe that Golden Voice, Golden Goose, is getting just a tad fatigued. The prospect of AI inbreeding is real, and the New York Times ran a group of articles on Saturday about the internal workings of the AI industry. We'll untangle it all tomorrow on Tech Tuesday. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi, that's R-O-Y-F-I.com. Give Unlimited Supply a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. And don't forget to smash that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. Visit unlimitedsupply.com for the links to what we discussed on the show, to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.